When I grew up, I became a real teacher and writer. I taught the children of Chongli, and many of my students became teachers themselves. I still wrote poems, happy poems, sad poems, stories of mothers and children. But I also wrote poems about animals, about parrots and peacocks and even rats. I also traveled to faraway places. I never saw zebras with polka dots or rainbow-colored flowers, but I met wonderful children and their teachers. I traveled to Europe, to France and Italy. I traveled to Mexico. I traveled to the United States. Everywhere I went, I wrote and I taught and met teachers. I saw how all over the world people wanted their children to learn. My stories traveled the world with me. People like to read my happy stories, my sad stories, my stories of women and children, my stories of parrots and peacocks, of old lions, and of the fisher folk who slept in the sand and dreamed in the sea. And because people from all over the world loved my stories, so I was given a very special prize, the Nobel Prize for Literature. When I accepted the grand award, I thought of the beautiful mountains outside of my window in Chile, of my mother and sister, of the children of my village, and of all the stories that still need to be told.